Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone, how are you? I'm so excited for today's episode. And it's all about boundary lines. I highlighted the importance of boundary lines in my episode last week on my birthday reflections and confessions called Be a Shot of Whiskey. So if you haven't heard that, go listen to that episode because there are a lot of major takeaways I know you as a listener need to hear or someone in your life needs to know. Because they're not alone in this life. We aren't alone. But in that episode, I talked about how boundary lines are my lifesaver. Oh my God, they are my lifesaver. They have shown me what I am and am not available for. They have supported me in filling up my own cup. They are the best form of self-care and self-love I can tell anyone, anywhere, besides doing the thing you're avoiding doing, which is also in the Be a Shot of Whiskey episode. So boundary lines, and this episode is inspired by a Instagram post I did back in November about boundary lines because I'm just so passionate about it because it's someone crossed my boundary line and it showed me the importance of having my own boundary lines and then communicating those boundary lines. And if the person isn't willing to have a conversation about that and uphold their end of the bargain of not crossing that boundary line, then you get to say bye, Felicia, to them. Thank you for the lesson, but bye, type of thing. Which is okay. I'll talk more about that later. But boundary lines, this year has been a massive crash course in boundary lines because my word for 2019 is ownership. So creating boundary lines means I'm taking ownership of my life. And that's what boundary lines are. And it's also been coming up a lot in conversations in different ways with women I am talking to, my inner circle, who I'm interviewing, about how to create those boundary lines and uphold them. And it's all to preserve your energy and protect you from getting burnt out and feeling like you're reactionary. If you guys know, you listened to that birthday episode, I'll reference it a lot this episode because I just think it's so key is that I don't like being reactionary. I actually hate it. I understand there are some moments where you have to be reactionary. I also understand I am human and I am a redhead and I am hot-headed, stubborn, and sometimes my redheaded traits get the best of me. I don't like stereotyping, but it's true. I can be stubborn and I can get nasty and I don't like it. I don't like the human I am as reactionary. And plus, reactionary comes from being on the hamster wheel of death, and I'm not okay with being on the hamster wheel of death. And if you guys don't know what the hamster wheel of death, it's also, my words, is the rat race, what I identify with. So, let's get into it. First, I want to talk to you about what boundary lines aren't. Boundary lines are not walls. They are not cement walls. You cannot close, they do not close off your heart. They do not block things from coming in and leaving. Like, boundary lines aren't walls. And walls are pseudo protection, but they actually hold you back from living your life. And they aren't walls. So please, if you think boundary lines are walls, they are not. They are not walls. Boundary lines are also not lines in the sand, so to speak. And I say that with the intention, what's your intention behind it? So they aren't lines in the sand if it has the same energy of being a wall. If someone crosses it and you've never communicated that boundary line to them or what is up, what it triggered in you, then that's a wall and you cut them off, that's a wall. When they cross it for the first time, you communicate it to them and then they cross it again, well, that becomes a non-negotiable. And if they keep crossing that line, that means they don't respect you. So you get to decide what level of respect you are and aren't available for. And it might be saying bye, Felicia, to them. Thank you for the lesson and push them on their merry way and just say bye. So that's what I mean when they aren't lines in the sand, so to speak. It's not you're on that side or my side type of situation. It's not you're against me and for me type of situation. So it goes, again, with intention. And I'm doing another episode on intention next week for you guys, so you can learn all about that. And boundary lines do not confine you or control you. They don't. They do not confine you or control you. They aren't rules. They are not the Ten Commandments. They aren't set in stone. They don't confine you and control you at all. And no one can tell you what your boundary lines either. They cannot, because no one knows what's best for you other than you. You're the only one who knows what is best for you. Yes, you can talk to experts. Yes, you can get information about things and ideas, but you're the only one who knows what is best for you from the information you're given. So boundary lines are not, they don't confine you, and they definitely do not control you. If you feel like your boundary lines are controlling you, then I challenge you to look at those boundary lines and reevaluate what they, if that is true to you and in alignment with yourself. So since I said what boundary lines aren't, what the heck are they? Well, boundary lines are like fences. And Daniel Lepore came up with this idea. So boundary lines are like fences. They let the breeze in. Your neighbor can come up to your fence and talk to them, and then you can decide to open the gate to let them in or not. That choice is always yours. But it's a breeze. Things come in. Things go out. You are out and talking, you're being co-creative with the universe or whatever that may be, but they're not a wall. So you can see what's going on, you can feel the breeze, and it's flexible where walls are not flexible. Boundary lines support you in filling up your cup. I cannot say this enough. Boundary lines support you in filling up your cup because they show you what you value, what you are and aren't available for, what you truly want, and what are hell yes moments that you get to say hell yes to and want to do these things. And I mean, they just show you how you want to be treated by others and show others how you want to be treated as well. Those are what boundary lines are. So it supports you in navigating this life when we definitely do not have a rule book. And if there was a rule book, it got burnt somewhere, lost along the way, lost in translation. It's in 7 different languages all mixed together, and we have no idea what it's saying, if there is a handbook out there. So yeah, that's my 2 cents on that. They also show you how you want to be treated. I just said that, but it's so important because they show you how you want to be treated and how you treat yourself. Like, boundary lines are your first word of integrity with yourself, and you should always honor your word, like the Four Agreements has said. Honoring your word builds so much. It builds self-confidence. It shows you who you are. And again, it's boundary lines show you, and if you uphold those boundary lines, that you are more confident in your skin because you're honoring yourself. And that's the most important thing. You have to honor yourself before someone can honor you. And also, boundary lines are flexible. You have the power to create them and get rid of them. Boundary lines should shift as each season you are in. Yes, some boundary lines won't because of the core being of who you are, but each season there should be a shift and you reevaluate your boundary lines, because the boundary line that supported you in the last season might not support you in this season and going forward into the next season. So it's, and you have the power to change it. You have the power to change your boundary lines. It's in your control and no one else's. And the final thing, like, boundary lines show you what your values are. They 100% do show you what your values are. So that's a quick thing about what boundary lines are and aren't. And, you know, the inspiration for this episode, because I do, guys, I love boundary lines and I'm so passionate about it, especially for women creating their own boundary lines, so they can show up fully in this life and be the best version that they are in what they're doing. So we're getting into the steps on how to create boundary lines, because you're probably asking yourself, yeah, but how do you create them? So again, I have a quick workbook for you guys to use, quick and easy, and you can head into the show notes to get that link to get the workbook, or head into my Instagram in my bio. The link is there as well. But if not, and you're not driving or you're not doing something at this moment, because, you know, we listen to podcasts when we're cleaning the house, when we're driving, sometimes we're working out. So that's why I created that quick workbook for you, so you don't have to re-listen to this episode, and you can just go and download it and use it, and all the information is there. So what we cover in this episode is also in there. If you want to re-listen to it, great, re-listen to it, because boundary lines are important. But if you have the time right now, grab a piece of paper if you can. Just go grab a piece of paper. Actually, grab a couple pieces of paper, because you might need it. And then with your piece of paper, I want you to turn it hot dog style. So the longest side is parallel with your table. It's parallel with you. And the short is, you know, the tall. So hot dog style, you know, in grade school when you would fold it hot dog style or hamburger style. Yeah, I want you to lay it out hot dog style for me. And then I want you to draw a line down the middle of that. And the first step is on the left-hand side. I want you to write past triggers and actions. And just leave the right side blank at the moment. We'll get to that in a minute. I just want you to focus on one thing, which is on the left side, writing past triggers and actions. So on this section, I want you to go one by one, looking back in your past, the times you felt your energy was depleted, you wish you were somewhere else or doing something else, you wish you weren't with you weren't interacting with a certain person and then you did. Anytime you felt like a crappy person, anytime you said yes where you should have said no, anytime that you just felt so depleted and so icky, and were when you were doing the thing, like if you're doing a thing or at an event, you were thinking of someplace else, or if you're having a conversation with a person that you don't like to be around because of their energy and you're thinking about how the heck I can get out of this, yeah, those times. And if you need to pause this for a minute and start writing it out, do that. But before you pause this, please give yourself permission to just go there and be an observer of your life. This is all about self-awareness, not about shaming anyone or judging anyone or making anyone feel less than. These events happened and this is how you felt. You felt like a crappy person. You felt deleted. You felt like your energy was less than. And I'm not about the moments of shaming yourself or going into judgment and self-beat up. No, this is about self-awareness. Self-awareness is understanding where you are at, where you are coming from, so you can shift and change to be the better version of yourself. It's not about self-beat up, guys. So if you need a second, then pause this and just write away. And if you need another sheet of paper, just set it up the same way as you did the first sheet of paper, because it's really important that it's set up the same way. And just keep writing until you feel complete with that, with the things that you can think of about what you felt crappy about yourself and you felt depleted and those moments you should have said no instead of yes. So go through that. Okay, so once you are complete with that, and to feel complete with it, it's like you're grasping at straws and it's not free-flowing. When you get to that moment, then you're ready for step two. So then we go to the right side. And on top of that, I want you to put what I wanted to do instead. Or if you want a shorter version, instead, on top. And then I want you to go through each event that you felt depleted and write what you would have rather done instead. What you wanted to do instead. If you should have said no into the situation so you can say open up the yes to what you really wanted, that's fine. If there was a person that you had a conversation with, then how would you handle it differently? And what would you do instead of thinking about how the heck I'm going to get out of this conversation? And it's really an important step for you to be honest with yourself and give yourself permission on this, guys. Because it shows you a lot of things, and it's set up for the next step, which is super, super important. I mean, all of these steps are super important because it's building self-awareness. And the more self-aware you are, the easier life's transitions are, the easier life's little hiccups and triggers are, and you'll also come from a place of compassion and understanding when you meet someone who isn't as self-aware as you are, or it's also being in their humanness, because we're all human, and they're being triggered and just going down that negative Nancy lane. So again, write it out until you have completed it. And once you have completed it, you might need another sheet of paper. You might not. Get a different color piece of pen, rather, a different color pen, because I don't know how you can get a piece of pen, really. I mean, words are easy, guys. They are so easy. More on that later. And now that you have your list, if you have a separate piece of paper, that's fine. Just write values on top of it. If not, and you have space on your charts to write down the middle what the value is that comes from that situation that shows you, then do that. Either way is fine. If you like list and have it all out, then just list it out. But I want you to go through one by one and look and ask yourself, what is this showing me that I value? What is the value here? You could be valuing freedom, creativity, that you're not alone, fun and playfulness, focus, space, growth, downtime, relaxation, rest. There could be many, many things here, guys. So go write those values down next to each situation, because you have the situation that happened and what you would have done instead. And that gives you clarity on what the value is, more so versus going, well, you have the crappy situations, you're like, well, what did I value here? And you have the positive situations, you're like, okay, what did I value here? But you have both of them together, the yin and yang side, to show you what you actually value here. And write it down. Just write those values down. Okay, guys, so now we have your values list, which is super important to show you what your values are. And those are your guiding posts for this. So now we create your boundary line statement. And I have two different ways for you to create those statements. One, they could just be blanket statements. They could just say what you are not available for. And here are examples of some quirky ones that I have as well. Is I only have roasted marshmallows over campfires. I only have roasted marshmallows over campfires. I don't roast marshmallows in the oven. I don't roast marshmallows over a candle. I don't even roast marshmallows in a fireplace, guys. It is over a campfire, because nothing tastes as good as that does. But I only have marshmallows then, and yes, I have a whole meal of marshmallows. And then after that, I'm done. I'm complete. But I'm around a campfire maybe once a year, guys. Once a year. That's a quirky little boundary line that I have. I also am not available for being someone's emotional punching bag. I don't care who you are. It is not cool to use me as your emotional punching bag, and if you use me as your emotional punching bag, I will leave you faster than you can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. No, not available for it whatsoever. Also, you guys know that I don't like being reactionary. So how I have created my own boundary line is I will pause and breathe before I act when triggered. I will pause and breathe before I act when triggered. Because I don't, again, I can't say this enough. I don't like being reactionary. No one really does. It feels awful and icky. Another one is I value my sleep and I make it a priority because I'm a better human. Yes, I value my sleep. I make it a priority because I am a better human. And if you don't understand that and you want to be up all night and partying and I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night or sometimes 8 o'clock at night, yep, I'm going to go do that because I value my sleep and I honor my body. So those are just blanket statements. Also, going back to words are easy, that phrase, it's a mantra and boundary line in myself, how I want to talk to myself. And I want to talk to myself in a positive way and surround myself with people who are speaking that way, because there are some people who aren't aware that they're speaking shitty about themselves and that if they are, they continue to do it. And you shouldn't. You should not speak down to yourself. I mean, if you're not your own best friend, who is going to be your best friend, guys? Come on. But I noticed I was saying the mantra that words were hard every time I stumbled over my words or got tongue-tied or said something really awkward, that I didn't want to reinforce that words were hard and I didn't know how to communicate because that was the deeper story going on when I do know how to communicate. So I would say words are easy. And that's a boundary line for me, is showing how I speak to myself. So if I see or become aware of a sentence that is less than stellar or a word that feels crappy in my body, I will shift it and start speaking to myself in the positive version. And that's just been a boundary line and mantra that has come up over time. So hence, words are easy, guys. They are easy. And if you don't think they are, you should check yourself, because words are really easy. And whose approval are you seeking? Okay, I digress. So that's one way of creating boundary lines, is having those blanket statements of what you're not available for. Like, I'm not available for being someone's emotional punching bag. I honestly don't care who you are. I'm not available for that. But another way, and I'm a really good fan of because it lays it out succinctly for people, is I value, so I need, and will honor by statements. I value, so I need, and will honor by statements. And I'll give you some examples. So if you need a minute, you can create another piece of paper and you can have this hamburger style. It might be easier that way for you. And you can just create three columns. And on the first column to the left, you put I value. The middle column is so I need. And the far right column is and will honor by. So it's I value, so I need, and will honor by. If you like charts and it makes it easier for you visually to see, because that works for me sometimes as well. So these statements say what your value is, what you're not available for, and how you will honor that, what you're not available for, or what you're wanting to create instead, rather, and how you will honor it. So for example, I value creative flow. So I need minimal calls and meetings, and I will honor by scheduling only when critical or crucial, and I will time block. So I have two there. So it could be I value creative flow. I need minimal calls and meetings, and I will honor by time blocking that out. Or I will honor that by scheduling only what is critical or crucial, that is needed, that is necessary. So I have more time for creative flow in creating things that I enjoy creating and serving the world. Another value that I have, oh my God, this is my favorite, because if any of you know love languages, this is my, like, one of my top two here. I value quality time. I value quality time, so I need focus, intimate connection. So I need focus, intimate connection, and I will honor by weekly dates and meetups or phone calls. I will honor my need to have focus, intimate connections, because I value quality time, by scheduling weekly dates, meetups, and phone calls. Having that connection. I hate texting, guys. I do it every once in a while, but I really like texting to like schedule a call to schedule a meetup because I very much love quality time and having that connection with someone versus having a relationship with a phone. No, thank you. No, I want relationships with human beings, not technology and robots. Not wired that way. And neither are we as humans. So there's a few more examples here for you guys. So one more example is I value focus and depth. So I need a few held yes projects and I will honor by saying no to anything that isn't a hell yes. And go back to my Be a Shot of Whiskey episode because I talk about what it feels like to have a hell yes versus a hell no in the body and getting in your body and what that looks like. And then the final example is I value freedom. So I need choices. I value freedom, so I need choices, and I will honor by asking myself if this is what I want to do, what my body's response is, and then asking questions if there is another option. So I value freedom. I need choices and options, and I will honor that by asking if there is another option, asking myself if this is I really want to do it, no matter what the peer pressure is, and check in with my body's response. If it's not a hell yes, then I'm not going to do it. No. So these are just a couple options you have. So you have the I value, so I need, and will honor by statements. And then you can just have the blanket statement. Like work whatever, use whatever works best for you. And if you're drafting this and you come up with a new way, please, all means, tell me what it is. Because I always want to learn and see how I can be of better service to people. Because maybe your new idea is something I need to tell one of my coaching clients. Which is perfect. And I also want to know what boundary lines you guys are creating and how you're honoring yourself because you're so freaking worth it. So freaking worth it. Which gets me into the final step. The final step, guys, which is the hardest step of it all. Like, you thought it was hard coming up with your boundaries. No. The final step is honoring your boundary lines. And honoring them is the hardest step because you have to have conversations with people about it. It pushes you out your comfort zone. You have to get real and be like, am I really available for this or am I not? It means you have to be willing to walk away of an opportunity, event, or person. No matter how long that person has been in your life. I don't care if it's 30 years, 80 years, 2 years, or a week. You have to be willing to walk away from that person if they consistently cross your boundary lines. So for that to happen, you also have to communicate your boundary lines with them so they are aware. So they are aware. You have to teach people how you want to be treated. And I statements are a lifesaver in this. So someone triggered me. They said something. There was miscommunication with a text message, and normally I would just react, walk away, and say this person is a horrible person, and they are awful, they don't understand, whatever it would be. But instead, this boundary line that was crossed in me, I go, okay, this is what I am feeling right now because of this action, and I'm not okay with it. So you say that in a way, it's reflecting of you and where you're coming from, and you're not pushing blame on someone. That's why I love I statements. They are so powerful. Even if there is, not even in boundary lines, if you're in a disagreement with someone, saying I feel this way because of an action you took, that creates so much clarity. It opens up to have a dialogue and a conversation. The person understands where you're coming from. And yes, it requires vulnerability, but they're more likely to soften. And if they're not going to soften and they're going to bulldoze you, well, again, you get to decide what you are and are not available for. And this step also requires you to listen to your gut and trust your instincts on this one. Your body knows before your head does. And if your body is doing something and your gut is saying like that, you got to say bye to that person, you got to create space between that person and just send them on their way, then do it, honor it, and trust it, and know that it's opening up space for what you do want and what you are available for. But you have to ask yourself, so if someone consistently crosses a boundary line, you have to ask yourself, what are the consequences, and are you still willing to accept those consequences? Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There are always consequences to something. So how do you want to be treated is basically the question. Like, are you available to, for feeling like crap all the time and have someone walk all over you? Like, that is a consequence. Do you want that? Are you willing to accept that? And if that's what you're willing to accept, maybe you need to reevaluate this boundary line that you've created. Or maybe you need to reevaluate why you're willing to accept this consequence when you created a boundary line that was supposed to negate the feeling of crappy and having someone walk all over you. It is just something for you to check in and ask what you are and aren't available for, and to honor your boundary lines. It is the hardest thing because people come in, some people don't understand. If you shift the way that someone has put you in this box, because people like to put people in boxes, if you bust through that box, they don't know what to do with it and they try to put you back into that box so you can understand and have order with things. So again, what are you available for? What consequences are you willing to accept if you don't uphold your boundary lines? And honor them. Honor your boundary lines, guys, because it shows you, like, it shows you what you're available for. It honors who you are. It builds up your self-confidence like no other. No other. It's the best gift you can ever give yourself. It is better than gifting yourself a trip for Christmas or whatever, or going having a spa day. It is the best gift you can give yourself. And one final thing before I hop off and you guys go create these boundary lines if you weren't able to at this moment, or go share with me what your boundary lines you created is. Boundary lines are flexible. They are allowed to change with whatever season you are in and new season you are going into. Yes, there are some core boundary lines that won't ever change because those are core values of yours. But if there is a boundary line that you have created and it is holding you back in this new season of your life where it supported in you in your past season of your life, then you get to look back and see if it actually is. Maybe it needs some tweaking for an alignment. Maybe the core idea is there, but there is a new way it's manifested in for you to honor that boundary line to support you. And yes, you are freaking worthy of boundary lines. You are freaking worthy of upholding those boundary lines and being treated the way you want to be treated. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. I can't say this enough. You are so freaking worthy of your alone time and downtime. And you don't need to explain yourself with these boundary lines either with people. If they don't get it after you're just like, hey, this is what's up, you don't need to explain anymore. It's a boundary line of yours. They get to accept it and move on. It's just like with me and drinking, guys, I rarely drink. Rarely drink. It's once in a blue moon. It's because I, one, don't like being hungover. Two, I don't like how it feels in my body. And if I'm going to do ridiculousness, I want to remember the ridiculousness that I do. One, it's hilarious. Two, there's probably a lesson for me there. And plus, I just want to remember it. I don't like not remembering things or doing ridiculousness and being like, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, no, But it triggers people. It triggers a lot of people as well because they, I don't, there's some lack of self-confidence in being, wanting to be with the cool kids or whatever and being accepted, that there are some people that were like, we're going to get you drunk. And I'm like, no, you're not, because you don't honor and respect me by saying that statement, and it's not your body. And it shut them down from that. I understood that you wanted me to be more fun and playful, but there are different reasons for in those moments why I'm not. And I got to reevaluate that self and again, who I surround myself with and why I surround myself with these people or the people who I want in my inner circle, which is a major boundary line of mine. I mean, going back to my birthday episode, like, gotten fierce with who I'm want in my life, what I am and am not available for, how I spend my time, and the content I want to be consuming. And if you're not being supportive and you're still ragging on me because you feel some self lack of self-worth and not have as high self-confidence than I do, that's on you, not on me. So that's another major boundary line is my stuff is my stuff, your stuff is your stuff, don't project on me. I'm not going to fix your stuff. You're not going to fix my stuff. You're the only one that can fix your stuff. And I'm the only one that can fix my stuff. But I digress on that. So guys, go have fun creating these boundary lines. Go ahead and head into the show notes to get the workbook I created for you. That's really simple and easy for you to use. You can head over. Also, head over to Instagram and tag me and screenshot these posts of what your boundary lines are and what you've created and what you're excited to find out about yourself by creating these boundary lines, or what you're excited about for creating now that you have boundary lines and know what your values are and have your guiding posts to navigate this life. So go, have fun, and I'll see you later this week. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.